Unit 4. Study. Tuning in. 1. Listen to the recording. Read aloud and learn by heart the following 10 sentences. Your Chinese is quite good. Your Chinese is quite good. How long have you been studying Chinese? How long have you been studying Chinese? My English needs polishing up. My English needs polishing up. Are you a student of biology? Are you a student of biology? I find English difficult to learn. I find English difficult to learn. I major in chemistry. I major in chemistry. Do you take courses in biology? Do you take courses in biology? I will improve my English by taking some training courses. I will improve my English by taking some training courses. I wish I could continue my study abroad. I wish I could continue my study abroad. You know, practice makes perfect. You know, practice makes perfect. Listen to the recording and then read the passage below. Pay special attention to the bold words and expressions. Foreign visitors to Beijing always feel they have a lot to learn about the city. They find that the capital of China is a living museum of the Chinese cultural legacy. Its most famous sites forever capture the imaginations of travelers. Sightseeing, of course, helps them to get to know about the cultural wonders of the area. But to get good understanding of this great city, they have to talk to its people, learn the language of the country, and help its people learn English for better communication.
Task 1. Wang Hua and Thomas are friends. They are talking about studying Chinese. Listen to the dialogue and then read after the recording. Hi, Wang. Fancy meeting you here.
Hi, Thomas. Where are you heading for?
A Chinese school.
Do you mean you are studying Chinese there?
Yes, my Chinese needs polishing.
I think your Chinese is good enough.
Thanks, but I think it's worthwhile making it even better.
You're right. Practice makes perfect.
Hi, Wong. Fancy meeting you here.
Hi, Thomas. Where are you heading for?
A Chinese school.
Do you mean you are studying Chinese there?
Yes, my Chinese needs polishing.
I think your Chinese is good enough.
Thanks, but I think it's worthwhile making it even better.
You're right. Practice makes perfect.
Task 2. Xiao Zhang is studying English. She is asking her friend Paula for help. Listen to the dialogue and then read after the recording.
How long have you been studying English?
About 2 years. Would you please read this?
Certainly. What is it?
It's a composition for my English teacher.
Your writing is good, but there are a few spelling mistakes.
Really? I should have checked them in the dictionary.
That's right. You'll do better next time.
How long have you been studying English? 2 years. Would you please read this?
Certainly. What is it?
It's a composition for my English teacher.
Your writing is good, but there are a few spelling mistakes.
Really? I should have checked them in the dictionary.
That's right. You'll do better next time.
Task 3. Lance, a professor of biology, is talking to Zhang Ping, a college student from the chemistry department. Listen to the dialogue and then read after the recording.
Professor Lance, your lecture on cloning is very inspiring.
I'm glad to hear that. Are you a student of biology?
No, I major in chemistry.
I see. Do you take courses in biology?
Yes, I think biology and chemistry are closely related fields of study.
I agree. I guess you may want to study a book called New Biochemistry.
Sounds familiar. Is it the book you wrote 2 years ago?
Oh, yes. You certainly have a broad range of interests.
Thanks. And I expect to read your book on genetic engineering. Professor Lance, your lecture on cloning is very inspiring.
I'm glad to hear that. Are you a student of biology?
No, I major in chemistry.
Let's see. Do you take courses in biology?
Yes, I think biology and chemistry are closely related fields of study.
I agree. I guess you may want to study a book called New Biochemistry.
Ah, it sounds familiar. Is it the book you wrote 2 years ago?
Oh, yes. You certainly have a broad range of interests.
Thanks. And I expect to read your book on genetic engineering. Task 4. A Chinese student is talking to his Australian friend about his plan to study abroad. Listen to the dialogue and then read after the recording.
I am sure you know what I'm planning for.
For what? Going abroad to continue your study?
You are right. But I'm not sure how to begin.
First, do you have enough money to support yourself?
That's a problem. I wish I could get a scholarship.
In that case, your English will have to be very good.
I think I will improve my English by taking some training courses.
That's the idea. I wish you success.
I am sure you know what I'm planning for.
For what? Going abroad to continue your study?
You are right. But I am not sure how to begin.
First, do you have enough money to support yourself?
That's a problem. I wish I could get a scholarship.
In that case, your English will have to be very good.
I think I will improve my English by taking some training courses.
That's the idea. I wish you success.
Task 5. Speak to yourself. Listen to the recording and then read the passage below. Pay special attention to the bold words and expressions. More and more people today begin to understand that study does not end with a school graduation. Education is not just a middle school diploma or a college degree. It is life itself. Many people are not interested in studying at a college. and they are interested in other kinds of learning. They may go to a training class of their own field. They may improve their work skills by following television courses. They may even learn on internet classes. They certainly know that if they know more or learn more, they can get better jobs or earn more money.